The coronavirus has affected everything, even things you don't think about. Everything from businesses, restaurants, salons, elective surgeries, even religion and social services. However, even though things have changed in the business world, Jim Kruger, president and CEO of Freeborn Mower Cooperative Services, has been weathering the storm and trying to adjust to the pandemic.
I believe we closed our office on March 17th and are still closed to the public as of today.
Freeborn Mower Cooperative Services has had to adjust not just to keep their customers safe, but their employees as well.
Line guys that are out in the field, they're still working, but they now have staggered start times so that they're not all congregating in the warehouse at the same time. It seems to be working well for us.
And believe it or not, their five-year anniversary since taking over from Alliant Energy is quickly approaching.
Yeah, it's been 5 years. It'll be 5 years on July 31st.
One of the big changes for Freeborn Mower Cooperative Services is breaking ground on a new facility. With that facility, Freeborn Mower Cooperative Services will have room to grow.
When we designed that building, we made sure that we had enough space to grow and expand a small amount and still keep the footprint reasonable. The old facility is about, I think, 45,000 square feet, so it'll be about double. Most of the space will be warehouse and vehicle storage, shop space, and the office space will be similar to what we have, slightly larger, but most of it will be warehouse and truck storage.
As for that new facility, it should be open and operating by this time next year.